This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, USO Triangle. That's correct. USO Triangle, otherwise known as Underwater Submersible Object Triangle. Now, this is the same USO / UFO we've been talking about off and on for a little bit. And there's a couple different angles to this story that I find very interesting. It's the one that was supposedly photographed in, I believe, 2018 by the F-18 fighter pilot on their iPhone. Now, while we do have a picture of what they're calling the cube UFO, which is, I don't know, I would describe it more as a jagged cube, I have yet to see an actual photograph of this triangle-shaped UFO with the circular lights on each corner. And that seems a little weird to me. Why wouldn't they just release both photos? I found this article on therap.com, and I have a link to it on the website ufowarning.com. And basically what we're looking at here is an interview that Tucker Carlson recently did concerning this USO, and the article written about it and some of the dialogue from that interview. Now, you can go on to the website and you can link on there and read it yourself, or you can actually watch this short interview that Tucker Carlson did. And Tucker Carlson does do a lot of UFO stuff. The problem that I have with this, it looks like from the video thumb shot that they're doing what they seem to be doing with every single UFO story that comes out today. They're mixing and matching with the UFO videos from the Nimitz and the Roosevelt from 2004 and the 2015 incidents. Those cockpit fighter videos that we've seen so many times. There's three of them: the FLIR, the Go Fast, and the Tic Tac videos, I think. You can hardly watch anything online on TV or read about it in a news article without having the snapshot of those videos as part of the article. And I think that while that is an important story, I think that it doesn't do service to another UFO story to just throw this stuff in as filler. It's more of this cut-and-paste journalism that we are subjected to on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, this story from the Wrap says, Tucker Carlson talks underwater UFOs. Quote, we've never imagined something like that. And then it says, let's be honest, this is really out of the realm, Tucker gushed on his show Tuesday night. Well, they're talking about the triangle video, but they're showing the video from 2015, 2005, whatever. So that's the mixing and matching I'm talking about. What Tucker really should have been talking about is, hey, where is the actual picture of the triangle video? Now, we've seen what's supposed to be the picture of the cube video. Show us the triangle. This almost seems like another one of those UFO studies stories where people in the military, insiders, or possibly even deep state intelligence individuals are slow leaking this stuff. It's the coffee drip method of releasing information, where they release just enough to get your attention, but not enough to really inform you. And that's what's happening here. We're being told that somebody somewhere has pictures of this stuff. Well, what are they waiting for? Are they waiting for a substantive offer for the pictures from Tom DeLong? I fully expect to see the actual picture of this thing released at any time with the TSA watermark stamped all over it. That's what I expect. Secondly, maybe I'm behind the times, but it seems a little bit weird that the backseater on the FA-18 would be pulling out his cell phone to take pictures of stuff. I didn't even think those guys would be allowed to take a cell phone with them on a flight. That seems strange, but I guess maybe that's how it's done now. Now, the article begins, it says, as he so often does, Tucker Carlson talked about aliens and UFOs again Tuesday night. Now, this article came out December 15th, so just a couple days ago. It says, but this time there's a new wrinkle. These UFOs fly, not just in the air, but also underwater. Well, if you've been following the UFO phenomena for any length of time, you know that this is certainly not a new wrinkle. People have been talking about USOs for decades, if not longer. Well, Columbus supposedly saw USOs on his first voyage to America. It says here, quote, a new report from American intelligence confirms something that's been rumored for a while. Late last year, a U.S. Navy FA-18 fighter jet took a very clear photograph on a personal phone of a triangle-shaped unidentified aerophenomena, Tucker said excitedly. Now, I have to interject here a little bit, and I'm a little disappointed with Tucker. You know, he got on television and he complained about Sidney Powell not coming up with the evidence that he needed to believe that there was corruption in the last election. I mean, you ought to be able to watch the videos on election night and see that ballots were being stuffed. Pretty clear. But Tucker was all over her about that. But what I don't see is him questioning who these so-called intelligence sources are. You know, why aren't we allowed to have a clear picture of who exactly reported this stuff? Because we shouldn't just make the assumption that there's not disinformation involved when it comes to UFO reports. The first thing that we have to do when we get one of these UFO reports is we have to decide whether it's mostly information or mostly disinformation. And how do we do that? Well, the first step is deciding what the source is. Is the source believable? Or do we even know who the source is? And based on what we know about the source, then we can make some inferences about how much we'll believe of the story. But Tucker doesn't even bother to do that, apparently. And then it says, took a very clear photograph. Well, they're making a detailed description of evidence, but as yet, I have not seen the evidence. I've asked people to send me pictures of this thing or links if they've seen it. I haven't gotten any response so far. I've searched all over the internet and I can't find a picture of it. I found some artist rendering. I could do one of those myself. It might not be that good of a rendering, but I mean, come on. Someone sat down and drew a picture on Adobe. So right there is two big problems I find in this very first paragraph. We don't know who the source is. And we haven't even seen the evidence. So for a guy who was really trash-talking, somebody who's, you know, pointing out election fraud just a couple weeks ago, doesn't seem to have the same standard when it comes to UFO assertions. He goes on and says, that vehicle, whatever it was, appeared to be operating without a propulsion system that generated no visible exhaust. Hard to see how that can happen. The setting likely places the UFO near a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. That shouldn't be surprising because of a string of UFO sightings have involved nuclear reactors and warheads. There again, how do we know where it happened? If we had the picture and the metadata behind the picture, then yes, we could tell you probably where it happened at. But once again, sources are not being revealed. The actual evidence, they're making a clear description of the evidence and they're presenting it as fact. I don't know if Tucker's seen those pictures or not. He doesn't say he has. He acts like he has. I haven't seen them. They don't appear to be publicly available. This is following the same trajectory as the rest of the To the Academy of Stars revelations that came out a couple years ago. And my opinion, that is not the way to do disclosure. It goes on here, it says, but Tucker isn't just here for the regular UFOs. He wanted to talk about the underwater UFOs, which behave in ways that science can't explain. Well, I can assure the author that normal UFOs also do not act in ways that scientists can't explain. And we're starting to see that these phenomena have one commonality, and that is they do not have to obey the laws of physics as we know them. To that end, Tucker had on Tom Rogan from the right wing. I'm not sure why they have to call the Washington Examiner right wing. I think that's owned by the Moonies. But they do put some good stuff out. Right wing, Washington Examiner, to talk about a report he wrote. Now, this is more tribalism that you see in the journalism world. It's very disappointing that they have to come out here and say, the right wing, Washington Examiner. Why can't they just say the Washington Examiner? Would they call the Huffington Post the left wing Huffington Post when they've done great coverage on UFOs on Huffington Post? Regardless of how you feel about the political bent of Arianna Huffington, there's been some, what I would consider, really excellent reporting I'm having a moment. I can't think of the fellow's name. He's a really famous writer on UFOs that has done excellent work published on the Huffington Post. He's contributing to what we know, the body of work about the UFO phenomena. And quite frankly, his politics aren't that important to me as long as he's approaching this with an open mind, which on the Huff Post, it seemed like it was, most articles that I read. And now with this here situation with the Washington Examiner, what does it matter what the political bent of this paper is, as long as this author, this journalist, is being given the chance to report on the UFO phenomena in a non-judgmental, logical way? But this is a sort of bias that we have to deal with every single day with the media. And the media today is left-wing media. To that end, Tucker had on Tom Rogan from the right-wing Washington Examiner to talk about a report he wrote 2 weeks ago that has gained no traction among respected news outlets. No traction? Wow, now this author here really seems to be opinionated. I mean, this story's been all over the internet, and quite frankly, it's been on quite a few news outlets that I respect. But you can kind of see this liberal coastal mindset. If you're not part of our club, then you don't know anything. Quite frankly, we know that these are some of the dumbest people on the planet. But they persist. Rogan began by pointing that out himself in a way. Thanks for covering this, because not enough journalists, I think, do, he told Tucker. He then summed up his alleged this alleged incident for Tucker. The late 2019 incident essentially involved a U.S. carrier strike group, as with the incident of 2004 and 15, doing its workups on pre-deployment, preparing to go ahead and do the missions that the Navy are assigned, Rogan said. And the pilots are flying off the coast of the Atlantic seaboard and seeing essentially a black triangle, white sort of indicator lights on their peripheral tips coming out of the waterway very quickly and then accelerating at extremely high speed at about a 90-degree angle. And one of the pilots took a photo, very good photo, I'm told, by multiple sources, on his iPhone. It came out of the water, Tucker said. There have been over the years a number of reports of unidentified underwater vehicles moving in the ways that don't make any sense at all. Tell us what you know about that. Okay, first off, if I'm looking at a giant black triangle hovering there above the water, the fact that it could have been in the water just before that doesn't seem like that big of a deal. If I'm already okay with the notion that I'm seeing flying black triangles, the idea that those triangles could have been underwater, moving back and forth between the water and the sky and the land or whatever, it's not really a stretch for me. Rogan then told Tucker that the reason the Navy doesn't publicize this stuff is because they don't want either China or Russia in particular to figure out what these vehicles are, figure out how they do what they do. All right, this is, to me, such a load of crap. I mean, the fact is, China and Russia do have enough of advanced detection systems that certainly they already know these things exist. If the Navy doesn't want people to know they exist, it's like I've said all along, in my opinion at least, they don't want us to know. They don't want the average person to know, because knowledge is power, and they want you powerless. They've proven this with the COVID scam. Keep you locked in your houses. Don't go to the store. Wear a mask. Oh, and by the way, bacterial pneumonia is way up. They're all about pushing the lie and keeping knowledge out of your hands. Too bad Trump couldn't have figured that out. But now we're supposed to believe they're protecting us by keeping us in the dark. I'll pass on that. It continues, they maneuver in ways that would essentially render a submarine or an aircraft carrier or any, quite frankly, military warship extremely vulnerable to attack, Rogan told Tucker. This is some spatial stuff, whatever it is. Well, a bullet doesn't travel hundreds of knots an hour underwater for long. I mean, I don't think any human-made object ever has. We've never imagined something like that, Tucker gasped. Though the genre of science fiction might disagree with that statement. Rogan then wrapped up his spiel. What these things can do in air, underwater, in space, at least in low orbit, are beyond any capability that we can identify with an Earth nation, either in platform, something that the military is showing, or is in development, he told Carlson, or has ever been conceived of. Tucker replied, I mean, let's be honest, this is really out of the realm. Earlier this year, Fox News lawyers argued before a judge that Tucker Carlson is not a credible source of news, and the judge agreed, saying that any reasonable viewer would not take him seriously. You can watch that quoted portion on Tucker Carlson on Fox News and the video embedded by the top news article. And I don't know anything about that. That must involve some sort of lawsuit with Fox or something, but it's funny how this person that wrote this article was so worried about having their feelings hurt or the possibility of UFOs that they had to personally insult Tucker Carlson. You can draw some different conclusions from this article. Certainly, the one picture has been circulating. I don't know why the triangle photo's not out there more often. Either we can look at this and say, well, someone somewhere is trying to leak this stuff and maybe they're afraid of the repercussions and that's why we haven't seen that last photo. Or possibly we could look at what I think might be a real possibility, and that is somewhere someone is trying to monetize this situation. They've posted this UFO cube to let us know that, hey, they've got the goods, and if you want to see the really cool triangle pic, it's going to cost a little money. Now, maybe there's some behind-the-scenes negotiations going on. I don't know. But I think that's what disclosure comes to in this day and age. You have the personal disclosure that people have when they take pictures on their cell phones and they post them online or they send them to someone like me and we can all share them. It's a lot of fun. But then you have the monetized disclosure like we've seen as what's happened with the three videos that we talk about so much, the FLIR, GoFast, and Tic Tac. I mean, where you end up with a whole industry that grows up around those videos. You can't hardly watch a Discovery Channel UFO show now or read an article online where those videos aren't at least referenced, if not or not featured. And I wonder if that's not what's about to happen here. Secondly, although I like the rap and a lot of stuff, and it's not a badly written article, I find it a little disheartening that they have to go out of their way to kind of poo-poo the whole UFO thing. Accuse the Washington Times of being right-wing, as if that's something terrible when someone disagrees with you. And then, more or less, trash talk Tucker Carlson as though he's a know-nothing. You see how they go after the witness? It's a straw man argument. You can't attack the evidence, so you have to attack the people that bring you the evidence. And that's clearly what happened to this article. They're attacking the Washington Times. They're attacking Tucker Carlson. They really couldn't say too much about the reporter, but they're trying to turn your head away from this clear photographic evidence, although we don't see it here. They're trying to turn your head away from evidence that was reported by the co-pilot of an F-18 Hornet, a fighter pilot, our military heroes. And they're trying to distract you from what clearly is something real to get you distracted looking over somewhere else. Well, this person's not like you, so you can't like them. This person's not of the same political persuasion as you, so you can't trust what they say. That's a scary thought. I think this is going to be an article. I think this is going to be a sighting, rather, an incident, this triangle UFO. Once the picture is released, sold, rented out, whatever, once that picture comes out and we have a couple co-pilots' faces to go along with it, I think that this thing is going to really take off. Now, people are still talking about Trump releasing UFO information disclosure. I don't believe it for a second. I think at this point I'm very disappointed in the guy. He did a lot of good things, but I feel like he has just been neutered somehow to where he's helpless. You know, whatever they've got on him, or his family, or whatever kind of threats he's endured, or maybe just the psychological warfare has worn him down. It would have been nice to have seen a pardon for Julian Assange or Snowden, maybe get some of the stuff out. I'm not hopeful. It would have been nice to see him just say, you know what, screw the deep state, release the Kraken, release some of the 65, 70-year-old stuff anyway. It would have been nice. But quite frankly, I'm not hopeful. But what we can do is we can make up our own minds. We can continue reading the information that we find. We can continue exchanging pictures and accounts and stories online, because your experience with a UFO sighting or encounter is just as real as that of a Navy pilot. The important thing is that you document it, you get the facts down, and that you let us know about it, and we can share about it, and we can decide amongst ourselves what to believe and why we believe it. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.